you want to actually put it like on here, you can, it's the mounting plate. And
sure.
Can,
yeah. That'll work out perfectly. Does it have a, it has a shoe?
Yep. It's the same. It's called a quarter 20.
That.
It's for every, everything news.
I'm going to have to
news.
Twist this thing around. Oh, no, no. It's just twist it around there.
Yep,
cool,
exactly.
Neat. Look at that. Yeah. That's much better. All right, good. Yeah, so what I'll do is I'll do my narration just separately. Because, you know, again, this is just a, it's just a way to sort of wait. And that goes, how's that going there? No?
So you got
to
push this back. Actually,
can I just
sit it down for you all the way?
All right. And then we can lower that down. Just again,
it's not going to go any lower, but if you just want to, like, point it at
sure.
me.
Sure. Okay. Okay. Perfect. All right.
Like
okay.
That.
So, no, actually, yeah. May I borrow a pen?
Of course.
Get all of these things back, I swear. All right.
No
so.
Sweat. I'm in no rush. We're just hanging out.
Well, I got to get back, unfortunately. I'm from the Board of Supervisors meeting, and I've got to write a story about the bypass, which is always my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So, just can you tell me your name again real quick and all that good stuff?
Yeah, of course.
Just keep going.
My name... I'll wait till you sit down.
Oh, it's fine. I have to just want to adjust the levels a little bit.
Sure.
Okay. All right. One more time.
My name is Nick Strokia, and I'm the director of the Charlottesville Photography Initiative.
What is the Charlottesville Photography Initiative?
Glad you asked, Sean. The Charlottesville Photography Initiative, just reading from my notes right here, our mission is to foster a community of photographers, provide quality events and education, and give back to our local area through regular community engagement.
Currently, you have this exhibit up at City Space. It's there throughout the rest of the month, correct?
It is.
And can you tell me a little bit about the about the exhibit and start with the name of it? Just describe in the name.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to pull Summer's collar off, and you can just break this up.
That's right. Yeah, that's what this is.
I can hear jingling in the background.
Okay.
So coming back in 3, 2, 1. Yes, we currently have an exhibit up at Charlottesville City Space. It's actually showcasing our community outreach efforts. Over the last 2.5 years, we've had a number of community outreach exhibits. A number of community outreach events, numbering probably around 20 to 30 events. And we thought this was a good chance for us to print up a number of prints, put them out for the public, host a reception party, in the aim to garner more visibility in our organization and let the community know what we're doing.
Because I had never really, I mean, I'd heard what it was. I wasn't really aware of the outreach aspect, which is what was really interesting to me. But before we get to that, who are your members?
Yeah, so we have 350 members. And by members, I mean we have people that are part of our organization. And then within that 350, we actually have about 90 supporters. And what a supporter is someone who pays a $40 annual membership fee. And kind of with the supporter title, too, we also say those are people that are more involved in the organization. So that's our metrics and our breakdown. And from that 92, we have another percentage that are actively involved that I would say that probably attend event at least once a month. And then aside from that, we have a number of our members or supporters that just periodically float in or out of our organization from time to time.
And are these expert photographers or?
No, not at all. We have a really wide range of photographers within our organization. I would say probably about 1 to maybe 3% are actual full-time professional working photographers. And then from that, I would say about 20 to 30% are people that garner some income from photography. And then I would say the lion's share of our members are just simply enthusiasts, people that are interested in photography or have some kind of hobby or some kind of passion on the side.
So these events that you speak, not necessarily the outreach events, but the other events you have, you know, what are those? I mean, like, what do people get out of a membership?
Yeah, absolutely. So if we're paying a $40 supporter fee, it entitles them to attend a number of events. If you don't pay a supporter fee, we host an open house once a month, and we host a socials occasionally. But by paying a supporter fee, you're entitled to a number of events that fall under the blanket of CPI. For instance, we have a shoot-off coming up in March. We host a monthly competition where we announce a topic at 10 a.m. on a Saturday, and people have 7 hours until 5 p.m. that day to shoot, edit, and upload. And then aside from winning some small prizes from here and there, it's a great community experience. It's a real rush to get out there, get the topic announced, and go out and shoot it. Another thing people, supporters, are entitled to is supporter workshops. So once a month, we host about an hour or a two-hour discussion here at the CPI where we provide no-cost photography education. So in the past, we've talked to Photoshop, we've talked to Lightroom. We actually have a gentleman coming up from Lynchburg that's going to be teaching color management, how to calibrate your monitor, how to print color-corrected prints, make color-corrected images. And each month, we plan on offering something along those lines within our programming to give back to our supporters and make their membership really worthwhile.
And, you know, I mean, I guess, what is the appeal of photography? Now, you're a professional photographer.
Right.
What's the appeal of photography, you think? And you know, I mean, everybody has a camera these days.
Yeah.
Isn't that enough?
Absolutely. Well, there's a really wide range of appeal within photography. I think, speaking from a professional sense, it's a great way for you to, you know, exude or enact your creativity. And then also to be able to be independently employed. I think that's a really large draw of a lot of digital photographers these days. And then I would say to the, you know, the average Joe out there, or just anybody who's a heavy enthusiast or, you know, a casual professional, it's just a great way, and I would say not simple, but it's an accessible way to utilize your creativity. Like, for instance, I used to love drawing when I was a kid, but I was terrible at it. I was an absolutely terrible artist, and no matter how much I drilled and, you know, what professional experience I tried to gain from it, I could never really reach a certain level. Well, I think photography is a little more accessible in that sense, and with some time and some effort, and of course joining this great community of photographers, I think people can take great strides with their work.
Now, this is Charlottesville.
Yes.
We have the Look 3 Festival, which we'll get to that in a minute. But I mean, are other do organizations like this exist in other similar sized communities?
I would say so, but I wouldn't say in the same sense that we are. I take great pride in our organization being very organized. I also look at all of our events and I try to make sure that they're effective, so that everybody is attending something is walking away with something. Which is not to say we do have those events where everybody just gets together for fun. It's good for networking. But I would say a lion's share of the organizations that would be spoken of in a similar vein as ours probably just get together for social reasons, or just kind of get together periodically. We get together on a regular basis. We have a set of objectives and goals that we want to achieve. And we're a growing organization. We bring on, you know, anywhere from 10 to 15 supporters each month. We also give back to our community. We're sitting here in a 3,000 square foot space that's dedicated to community photography. So I'd be pretty hard pressed, you know, to say within towns that are similar size that anything like this exists. I know for a fact in towns like Charlotte, North Carolina, they have the Light Factory, and up in Philadelphia, there's an organization called Project Basho, which is kind of in a similar vein. But, you know, those are large metropolitan areas with a population of over 500,000. Here in Charlottesville, we have 45,000 people. And, you know, we're fortunate enough to have 350 members under our roof.
And, of course, we also have the festival. Actually, you know, is there a connection between, other than your own connection, is there a connection between CPI and the Look 3 Festival?
Yeah, absolutely. Last year was the year we really started to form as an organization. We also came into this space in April of 2011. And a big part of that was my outreach efforts with Look 3. We actually, if you attended Look 3 or involved in Look 3, I would say probably 90% of the volunteers that were at Look 3 were CPI supporters. So the CPI really, and in some sense, can be considered the backbone of Look 3's personnel. I'd say it is, you know, Look 3's personnel. So we take great pride in the fact that, you know, there's only a limited amount of photography festivals in the world, and then nonetheless in the U.S., and we're fortunate enough to have one here in Charlottesville. So we want to take ownership over that. We want to run it. We want to make it the best thing possible, and we're very happy to partner with Look 3. Last year was a great success, and we're looking forward to 2012 as well.
Let's go back to the exhibit for a second. Now, just the exhibit is, I mean, it seems like it's fitting. It's, you're providing a service to nonprofits,
mm-hmm.
Organizations that don't have a lot of, but can you just describe to me how those, maybe an example of how those outreach, how that particular form of outreach takes place?
Yeah, absolutely. And also just to correct you, we don't work with just nonprofits. We usually, for community outreach, it falls under somewhat of a wide umbrella, but the two lanes that we try to operate on, if an organization comes to us, we say it's usually for event photography, or if it's some kind of product photography, it hasn't crossed our shores, but let's say an event. We ask the organizers, is this event all volunteer staffed? So that's to say, are there people there that aren't getting paid? And then our second question is it all donated? So is the venue donated? Is the food donated? Is the activities donated? And if all of those criteria are met, then we provide them no-cost photography services. Aside from that, we partnered with organizations like The Bridge, recently with Youth Life Ministries. We've worked with the high schools in Charlottesville, and we've put together community outreach-type programs where we go in at no cost and provide some kind of professional service, whether it be teaching or photography.
But the exhibit itself is a lot of falls into that first tier or that first lane, correct?
It actually kind of falls into both. So there's some, for instance, if you on the back wall of the exhibit, there's the Youth Life Ministry, where we got together with 15 kids from the Youth Life Ministry, and we provided them with 7 photography instructors, and we walked up and down the mall. And then on another wall, we worked with the Ishan Gala Foundation, and they had an annual fundraiser, and we provided imagery for them. And in part, that imagery went onto their website. It goes into their brochures. It helps them garner attention about what they're trying to do and make and facilitate other nonprofits in town.
And you know, is that something that you seek to do more of? I mean, or do you think that there are people out there? I mean, obviously, is it just professional photographers who take part in that, or is it some of your people just getting started?
Yeah, it's both. It's really a really wide swath. I would say on average, we usually have one professional photographer there, and by professional, I mean someone who's garnering some income, not somebody who works full-time in photography. And then they're usually, or they just kind of naturally step up and take leadership over, you know, what we're going to shoot and what we're going to do. And we also actually have a division within our leadership in the CPI that strictly deals with community outreach, and we make our expectations known ahead of time, you know, what we're looking for out of this imagery and this work. So to answer your question, yeah, we have a really wide number of members that attend, and we encourage people that may not have too much photography experience or maybe they're interested in becoming a professional. This is a great way for them to cut their teeth and then also give back to the community at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to come back and ask a question about the shoot-off in a minute because actually that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, sure.
When's the next one?
Next one.
What's up on your website? I don't know. I'm hoping to get this up beforehand. And
sure.
Trust me, this all gets edited.
Yeah. We do a podcast every month, so we
need to. Well, I can hear the cut points. I can hear, like, okay, right there.
I'm trying to pause and give you that, like,
yeah.
This is where it is.
Well, actually, I'm going to ask you about the podcast in a minute because I definitely want to start linking
to
those.
It's March 10th.
March 10th, okay. So.
Yeah, that's actually this weekend, Saturday.
I hope to get it up in time, but...
No sweat. It's cool to talk about it, and then people will know about it later
exactly.
on.
Exactly, but that's good. So tell me more about this podcast.
So, yes, we have a podcast. We've been, I think we're on our 7th or 8th recording, but the genesis of it was we do a newsletter, and a newsletter is great, but there, you know, there's a lot of in-depth conversations that happen offline, and I just wanted to talk to a number of points, and we've actually kind of gelled into we have a regular schedule of when we do it and a regular list of things that we talk about. And I largely model the podcast after some other popular podcasts that I listen to, like This Week in Photography. But we hope it's a great way to connect with our supporters and maybe reach a larger audience in Charlottesville and people that are interested in photography.
Great. Well, we're going to start putting them on the site, I hope.
That'd be great.
Well, just because I just want to get it on tape, do you know the dates? And I can ask Andrew because he's right there.
Yeah, sure.
When are the dates for the look-through this year? June.
No problem.
I hope it's not the one
It's June 7th, 8th, and 9th, I believe, but I just want to give you.
Well, actually, I'm supposed to be doing I don't want to do any more catering. Well, I just left a restaurant job, and I really don't want to go back into any form of service.
7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th.
I can have some catering gigs that weekend. Do you know, I can ask you into this, but
sure.
What's the best part about the festival is seeing the photographs and the trees. That's the most awesome thing.
Yeah,
any
sure.
Any of the festivals is why the Look Three Festivals is the best, as far as I'm concerned. Do you know what the subject is for this issue?
I do. I can't remember the name of the photographer, but I can give you like a good soundbite about like Look Three and why.
I think this one is...
More CPI-centric?
Yeah, I think we've already got that.
Yeah, Andrew knows who it is.
Yeah, cool. I'll ask him. And I'm probably going to ask him about you guys, too, just because I'd like to get a second voice in this thing.
Yeah, sure.
Anything else you'd like? Well, actually, how can people get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. To get involved with the CPI, it's simple. Visit us at C, as in the letter Charlie, photo, I, as in India, .org. And you'll notice we're actually hosted by a site called Meetup. And you can become a member there. And then from there, when you join... There'll be an email that's sent from me, and it'll talk to you about, if you'd like, about what we do and about ways to connect with us outside the website, and then also membership if you'd like to join.
Okay, great. Well, thanks, Nick. I appreciate it.
And, thanks, Sean.
We will get this up someplace in the next couple of days. Yeah. Well, I'm going to try to get it. Actually, I'll just hit stop. You know, the original idea of the site was